你看，等一下翻译啊。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
那感谢主，我们又一次能够在主日的清晨一起聚在饼和杯的面前。
Thank God on our Sunday morning we can gather together like this.
我想我们不仅可以一起纪念我们的主，纪念他的所事和所做，
Not only can we remember who he is and what he has done,
我们更可以感受到他宝贵的同在。
we can also feel his precious presence.
那就像我们刚刚唱的这首诗歌一样，说主耶稣，我羡慕活在你的面前。
Like this hymn we just sang, we wish to be in front of you.
这实在是一个心里面的呼声，能够活在主的面光当中。
This really is a cry, a heart cry that we should live before the Lord.
那盼望我们在座的每一个，我们也能够有这样的呼声，盼望能够活在主的面光里面。
I hope that our hearts can cry the same to stand in front of His glory.
那我今天要跟弟兄姊妹交通的是在彼得前书的第一章。
What I'd like to share with brothers and sisters today comes from First Peter.
那彼得前书第一章从13节到25节。
First Peter 1:13-25.
那我的题目是存敬畏的心度寄居的日子。
My topic is faithfully live as foreigners.
因为我上一次跟弟兄姊妹交通的时候讲到彼得前书的第一章的前12节第三节到第九节。
Last time I shared the first 12 verses of First Peter 1.
那我讲到每个都有活泼的盼望。
That we would all have a living hope.
所以当我这次在准备的时候，我就想到说，因着我们有这样活泼盼望的时候，我们当如何来活在这个地上。
So this time when I was preparing, I was thinking about how we ought to live in this world.
那为了这个争取间，我们还是一起把彼得前书的第一章，我们一起来读一遍。
For the sake of for comprehension, we should start with verse 1 instead.
那我读一节，请弟兄为我翻译一下。
Okay, we'll do one verse at a time.
彼得前书第一章第一节，耶稣基督的使徒彼得写信给那分散在本都、加勒太、加帕多加、亚细亚、比推尼寄居的。
Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the pilgrims of the dispersion in Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, Bithynia.
就是照父神的先见被拣选，借着圣灵得成圣洁，以致顺服耶稣基督。又蒙他血所洒的人，愿恩惠平安多多的加给你。
Elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father and sanctification of the Spirit for obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Grace to you and peace be multiplied.
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他曾照自己的大怜悯，借耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望。
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
可以得着不能朽坏、不能玷污、不能衰残、为你们存留在天上的基业。
To an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you.
你们这因信蒙神能力保守的人，必能得着所预备到末世要显现的救恩。
Who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation ready to be revealed in the last time.
因此你们是大有喜乐，但如今在百般的试炼中暂时忧愁。
In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while if need be, you have been grieved by various trials.
叫你们的信心既被试验，就比那被火试验仍然能坏的金子更显宝贵，可以在基督耶稣显现的时候得到称赞、荣耀、尊贵。
That the genuineness of your faith being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
你们虽然没有见过他，却是爱他；如今虽不得看见，却因信他，就有说不出来、满有荣光的大喜乐。
Whom having not seen you love, though now you do not see him, yet believing, you rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory.
并且得着你们信心的果效，就是灵魂的救恩。
Receive at the end of your faith the salvation of your souls.
论到这救恩，那预先说你们要得恩典的众先知早已详细的寻求考察。
Of the salvation the prophets have inquired and searched carefully, who prophesied of the grace that would come to you.
就是考察在他们心里基督的灵，预先证明基督受苦难，后来得荣耀，是指着什么时候，并怎样的时候。
Searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ who was in them was indicating when he testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glories that would follow.
他们得了启示，知道他们所传讲的一切事不是为自己，乃是为你们。
To them it was revealed that not to themselves but to us they were ministering the things which now have been reported to you.
那靠着从天上差来的圣灵传福音给你们的人，现在将这些事报给你们，天使也愿意详细查看这些事。
Reported to you through those who have preached the gospel to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven, things which angels desire to look into.
那现在从13节到25节是我今天要分享的重点。
So starting from 13 is what I want to share today.
所以要约束你们的心，谨慎自守，专心盼望耶稣基督显现的时候所带来给你们的恩。
Therefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and rest your hope fully upon the grace that is to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
你们既做顺命的儿女，就不要效法从前蒙昧无知的时候那放纵私欲的样子。
As obedient children, not conforming yourselves to the former lusts as in your ignorance.
那招你们的既是圣洁，你们在一切所行的事上也要圣洁。
But as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct.
因为经上记得说，你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁。
Because it is written, be holy for I am holy.
你们既称那不偏待人，按个人行为审判人的主为父，就当存敬畏的心，度你们在世寄居的日子。
And if you call on the Father who without partiality judges according to each one's work, conduct yourselves throughout the time of your stay here in fear.
知道你们得赎，脱离你们祖宗所传流虚妄的行为，不是凭着能换金银等物。
Knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold, from your aimless conduct received by tradition from your fathers.
乃是凭着基督的宝血，如同无瑕疵、无玷污的羔羊之血。
But with the precious blood of Christ as a lamb without blemish and without spot.
基督在创世以前是预先被神知道的。却在这末世才为你们显现。
He indeed was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you.
你们也因着他信那叫他从死里复活，又给他荣耀的神，叫你们的信心和盼望都在于神。
Who through him believe in God, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope are in God.
你们既因顺从真理洁净了自己的心，以致爱弟兄没有虚假。就当从心里彼此切实相爱。
Since you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the spirit and sincere love of the brethren, love one another fervently with a pure heart.
你们蒙了重生，不是由于能坏的种子，乃是由于不能坏的种子，是借着神活泼长存的道。
Having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible, through the word of God which lives and abides forever.
因为凡有血气的，尽都如草，它的美容都像草上的花。草必枯干，花必凋谢。
Because all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of the grass withers and its flower falls away.
唯有主的道是永存的，所传给你们的福音就是这道。
But the word of the Lord endures forever. Now this is the word by the gospel which is preached to you.
好，每天祷告。
Let's pray.
主说，我们感谢你，让我们有机会一起来到你宝贵的话语面前。
Lord Jesus, we thank you for a chance to come before your precious words.
主啊，在我们知道你圣灵若不开启这些话，我们这些愚顽的人是没有办法明白。
We truly know that if your Holy Spirit does not open the words for us, we who are forgetful won't be blessed by it.
主啊，当我们等候在你面前的时候，我们再次求你圣灵亲自向我们众人说话。
As we wait here, we await your Holy Spirit to personally speak to each of us.
我们特别把为你做出口的交在你的手中。
Put into your hands the one who speaks.
求你宝血来洁净他。
May your precious blood cleanse him.
主啊，你知道他的有限和软弱，求你用你自己的能力来复辟。
You know about his limit, his weakness. May you sustain him.
让他能够讲得清楚。
That he can speak clearly.
主啊，我们把听的弟兄姊妹也交在主的手中。
We also give into your hands all the people who listen.
主啊，愿我们在听的时候能够听得明白。
May the ones who listen can understand.
我们无依无靠地仰望你。
We put all our hope in you.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. 那我想我们大家对彼得前书的背景多多少少都有一点了解。
I think everyone has an idea of the background of 1 Peter.
那顾名思义，彼得前书是彼得写。
Well, as you would expect, 1 Peter was written by Peter.
那彼得在写彼得前书的时候，当时正是罗马皇帝尼禄掌权的时候。
It was written during the time when Emperor Nero of Rome.
他当时是大肆的逼迫迫害基督徒。
He was the one who was persecuting Christians greatly.
所以在整个罗马帝国的范围之内，所有的基督徒都是在逼迫当中。
So under the entire Roman Empire at the time, all Christians were being persecuted.
那很多基督徒因着逼迫的缘故，就流散到不同的地方。
Many of them, because of this act by Nero, they were scattered to different places.
就像这里面的彼得前书第一节所讲，寄居在各个不同的地方。
As First Peter. The early 1 Peter 1 would say, the pilgrims of the dispersion.
那还有很多的弟兄姊妹因着逼迫的缘故被杀害。
Other many Christians, because of the same reason, they were murdered.
那就是在这样的背景下面，彼得给当时的弟兄姐妹写了这封书信，彼得前书。
It was in this time and situation that Peter wrote this epistle to fellow saints.
那彼得的一个目的就是要安慰、劝勉这些落在百般试炼当中的弟兄和姊妹。
His purpose and goal is to encourage and give hope to these who are in trouble and affliction.
那告诉这些弟兄姊妹，在试炼当中不要失去盼望。
To tell these people, in this trial, don't lose hope.
那告诉弟兄姊妹说，在试炼当中要务必要靠主的恩典能够站立得稳。
And that they must lean on God's grace to be able to stand fast.
这句话是在彼得前书五章十二节。
This comes from chapter 5:12.
那这里面彼得讲到说，他写这封书信的目的说，我略略的写了这信，托我所看为忠心的兄弟希拉转交给你们，劝勉你们，又证明这恩是神的真恩，你们务要在这恩上站立得住。
Over there in chapter 5:12, it says, By Silvanus, our faithful brother, as I consider him, I've written to you briefly, exhorting and testifying that this is a true grace of God in which you stand.
所以这是彼得前书的背景。
So that is the background of 1 Peter.
那很多圣经学者把彼得前书分成很简单的分成两大段。
Many Bible scholars separate 1 Peter into two sections.
那第一大段是从第一章的第一节到第十二节。
The first part is Chapter 1, verse 1 to 12.
那这一段主要讲到说，神为这圣徒或者为这基督徒所成就的救恩。
This section talks specifically about the salvation God has accomplished for people.
那从第一章的第十三节一直到彼得前书结束，都讲的是另外一件事情。
But beginning from 1:13 all the way to the very end of the epistle itself.
讲到这些蒙恩得救的基督徒，因着神为他们所成就的这些救恩，当如何活在当时的世界当中。
It is about these Christians who are saved by grace in light of the grace of God, how they should live.
所以你可以很清楚地看出两个重点，前一部分是神所做的，后一部分是弟兄姊妹因着神所做的所应该有的回应。
So we should be able to discern the first and second part, the first part being from what God has done, the second part being what the saints should do.
那我们先有一点小小的复习，把前面神为我们做了什么大概的来复习一下。
Let's briefly recap the first section.
那第一节第一章的第一节里面就讲到三一的神为我们所成就的恩典救恩。
The first chapter, the early first chapter would talk about the triune God, what the salvation he has given us.
这里面提到我们每个人都是蒙神所拣选。
And all of us Christians have been elected of God.
而且讲到说，我们每个人都是因着耶稣基督所流的血、所洒的血所蒙救赎的。
And all were saved because of His precious blood, His resurrection from the dead, and
更告诉我们说，我们可以靠着圣灵得以圣洁。
And also by the Holy Spirit, we can become clean.
那第三节和第四节告诉我们说，神如何在他的大怜悯当中，借着主的死里复活，重生了我们。
And then down in verse 3, it talks about how we have been born again, regenerated of God.
那赐给我们一个活泼的盼望。
Giving us a living hope.
而且把一个属天的产业存留在天上。
And giving us inheritance stored in heaven for us.
那第五节更宝贵哈，讲说这个为我们存留在天上的基业，靠着神大能大的大能大力，一定要保守我们，直到我们得着为止。
Verse 5 talks about God's protection and how his power keeps that to be revealed in last time.
你看见这，当彼得试图要安慰在难处当中的弟兄姊妹的时候，他没有让像我们常常做的说只看到眼前的困难。
We find that what Peter does in an effort to give hope to the people in trouble is not like us who are trying to find out solutions to problems.
他是先把弟兄姊妹的眼睛能够定睛在神所做的事情上。
He first makes people's eyes be fixed to our Lord Jesus.
那不仅定睛在神所做的事情上，而且彼得是一个颂赞作为开始，来赞美我们的主为所有的得救的人所做成的大事。
Not only focus on his deeds, but with the centerpiece of praise to remember what God did.
我想借着这一点，多多少少能给我们一点点的提醒。
I think this gives us a somewhat of a reminder.
就是今天我们在难处当中，在试炼当中的时候，我们当如何看待我们面前的难处
？That in our troubles, how we should look at the difficulty that lies ahead.
像有位弟兄常常讲，如果我们借着苦难来看神的话，我们就看不见神。
Like a brother shared one time, if we look to God through the lens of suffering, we can't see Him.
但是如果我们看见神的手，看见神的作为，在看我们面前苦难的时候，我们就有出路。
But when we look at God's hand and His merciful work, then in this trial and tribulation, we can have a way out.
我们才可以像前面讲的说，在百般的试炼当中，才是有大喜乐。
So we can say by being grieved by various trials, we can have a great joy.
我们才可以得着那个经过试炼以后比金子还要宝贵的信心。
We can be found what will be called gold, more precious than gold in the refining fire.
我们最终才能够得到从主那里来的称赞、荣耀和尊贵。
So we can receive all the riches and glory that comes from God.
所以这是讲到说神为我们每一个蒙恩得救的人所做的。
So this is talking about what God has done for each and every believer.
那从十三节以后，像我刚刚讲，是进到另外一个重点。
Starting verse 13, the focus shifts.
那这里面的十三节是以所以作为开始。
The first word of that verse starts with therefore.
那所以是个连接词，就表明下面所讲的与上面有很重要的关系。
That word is a conjunction and it links everything that was told before to what's about to be said.
因为神在第一节到第十二节所做的，所以才有十三节以后的结果。
Because of what was said about God and His deeds in verse 1 to 12, we have 13 and after.
像我刚刚说，如果从十三节之后讲的都是圣徒应该对神所做的有所回应的话
，If this is all about how the saints should reply and reciprocate to God,
我们如果看内容的话，可以大概从不同的方面来讲，说我们圣徒当如何来回应神为我们所成就的救恩。
We can split into several themes and sections on how we should do that.
那如果分段的话，是从第一章的第十三节到第二章的十节讲的是一个主题。
One big topic of that in this epistle starts with verse 13 and ends in verse 10 of chapter 2.
讲的是因耶稣基督为我们所成就的这个完备的救恩，我们基督徒当如何在地上行。
That is in light of the full salvation of Jesus, how we should live in the world.
我想今天因为时间的关系，我没有办法从十三节一直讲到第二章的第十节。
Due to time constraint, I can't reach verse 10 of chapter 2.
那我试图把第一章的后半部分讲完。
But I will attempt to finish chapter 1.
那第一章的后半部分，其实如果我们刚刚读到认真思想，会发现它提到四件事情。
So if we were careful in reading 13 to 25 earlier of chapter 1, we should be able to notice four things.
那我们一件一件事情来看。
Let's talk about each of them one by one.
我们先来看十三节。
Let's start with verse 13.
这里面讲说，所以要约束你们的心，谨慎自守，专心盼望耶稣基督显现的时候所带来给你们的恩。
He said, therefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and rest your hope fully upon the grace that is to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
所以第一件事情这里面讲到的就是专心盼望。
First thing it says here is to be sober and resting our hope.
那中文的翻译是翻译成专心。
In Chinese, it's translated to mean focus.
那很多英文的翻译都是翻译成 perfect 或者是 completely.
In English, the word more is focused on the act of
讲的是 set your hope,
resting there.
Set your hope perfectly, fully.
And setting hope perfectly and fully.
强调的是一个彻底完全没有杂念的盼望。
Emphasizing a complete, utter hope.
那我们先来看看说我们盼望什么哈。
Let's look at what we should hope for.
这里面讲说是专心盼望耶稣基督显现的时候所带来给你们的恩。
It says rest your hope fully at the revelation of Jesus Christ, the grace to be brought.
那这个恩在第五节其实已经提过说到末世要显现的救恩。
This was already mentioned back in verse 5 when it said it'll be revealed in the last time.
那第九节也讲到是说得着信心的果效就是灵魂的救恩。
Verse 9 also says at the end of our faith, receiving the end of our faith, the salvation of our souls.
如果你感觉第五节、第九节所讲到的恩都不是很具体的话，我们可以参照保罗在腓立比书三章二十一节所说。
If you think that what the verses we just read is not specific enough, we can go to Philippians 3. Of what Paul said.
那在三章二十一节腓立比书那里讲到说他要按照那能叫万有归服自己的大能将我们这卑贱的身体改变形状和他自己荣耀的身体相似。腓立比书三章二十一节。用一句简单的话讲，这里面讲的恩就是神为我们所成就的完备的救恩，不仅包括我们的灵，也包括我们的魂和身体。
So simply speaking, verse chapter 3:21 of Philippians, it talks about transforming our lowly body to be conformed to His glorious body, according to the working by which He is able even to subdue all things to Himself.
就是就像我们常常祷告的，神要荣上加荣的改变我们，要把我们磨成神儿子的样式。
It's like when we pray that we would be taken from glory to glory to be conformed to the image of His Son.
而且将来他要把我们带到荣耀里面去。
And in the future also taking us into glory.
说的都是这件事情。
It's all talking about this.
而且这里面讲的说带来是在原文里面是现在的被动式。
And here the word brought to you is like a passive present tense.
所以尽管就表明说尽管这个成就的恩典是将来要成就的。
Even though this thing is supposed to come in the future,
但是这个恩却跟我们现在的生活是息息相关的。
But this grace has everything to do with us currently.
客观来讲，它是讲说讲神应许将来要成就的事情。
Objectively, it's God promising what is to come.
那主观来讲，对我们每个人讲讲，这可以成为说是我们生活的一个态度。
Subjectively, it impacts our attitude for living.
就讲到说我们每天的生活都应该是满有盼望。
Saying that our daily life should be full of hope.
而且我们不仅是满有盼望，这里面讲说满有喜乐。
Not only full of hope, but also full of joy.
那这里面我们常常讲说，这不跟我们常常说的乐观主义有点像。
Now we might think to ourselves, isn't this just being optimistic?
但是我们的盼望或者是我们让这种生活的方式和乐观主义有很大的区别。
Well, what we're talking about versus optimism is very different.
因为乐观主义是在这个盼望是没有保证。
Optimism roots from something that is not promised.
它那个情形就好像说你在半夜吹口哨自己给自己壮胆一样。
The attitude is like you're whistling in the dark and knock yourself over.
但是基督徒的盼望却不然。
But that's different from the Christian's optimism.
基督徒的盼望后面有神的信实。有神自己的话做保证。
From the Christian hope comes from the promise and assurance of God.
那有一个神所重用的仆人叫巴克。
There is a great servant used of God named his English name, 巴克。
Packer. 那他曾经说过，他说每个基督徒都应该有一个身份，就是每个基督徒都应该是一个盼望者。
He said all Christians should have a identity that That is, we're all hopefuls.
因为每一个蒙恩得救的人，神已经将那个活泼的盼望赐给我们。
Because every person saved by grace has a living hope inside of them.
因为有这个活泼的盼望，我们可以在地上活出一个完全不一样的生活。
Because we have this living hope, we can live an entirely different life.
圣经里面有很多很多的例子。
The Bible has many examples of this.
那就像保罗。
Like Paul.
那因为他看见将来所要成就那个极重无比的荣耀，他可以看他目前的这个难处是至暂至轻的苦楚。
Because he can see the promises and things that is to come, he can look lightly upon the, or scorn the affliction that's happening right now.
那圣经里面讲到我们的主耶稣更是这个样子。
In the Bible, Jesus had the same attitude.
那在希伯来书十二章第二节那里面讲到说，他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难。
Hebrews 12:2.
12:2. Yeah.
He said, for the joy set before him, he endured the cross and scorned its shame.
所以这里面告诉我们，盼望不仅是我们基督徒在地上生活的一个态度。
We see here, this is not only an attitude of saints.
它也是我们基督徒跟随主、服侍主那个力量的来源。
This is also the source of strength for following God in this world.
那后面又告诉我们，我们当如何来盼望。
Later it goes to say how we should hope.
这里面彼得告诉我们要约束你们的心，谨慎自守。
Peter tells us to gird up the loins of our mind, of your mind and be sober.
所以这里面首先是我们心或者是我们的心思的问题。
First, it's a problem. The problem is with our heart and mind.
我们能否能够专心的盼望，心思很重要。
To be able to rest our hope, our mind is very important.
就心思就像宾瑞斯书目讲，心思是我们这个征战的第一个战场。
Like somebody once said, the mind is the first battlefield.
如果我们的心思失败了，后面都不用讲。
If our mind fails, there's no point in continuing.
那想要盼望的话，我们就要约束我们的心思。
To hope is to gird up the loins of our mind.
这里面有这个原文有个小字叫束上你们心中的腰。
In the original text, supposedly it says to gird up the belt of your heart.
这跟当时的这个背景很有关系。
It's very, very much related to the Peter's contemporary.
因为说古时候那个东方的男子都是穿的长袍。
Because Eastern Oriental men used to wear long robes.
我们在这个电影电视里面也常常看见这样的打扮，这样的装束。
And we see that a lot in TV and movies and stuff.
因此在行动的时候或者是干活的时候就非常不方便。
So when they're trying to work or make some physical activity, it becomes a little difficult.
所以他们常常在腰间束的带子。
To deal with inconvenience, they have a belt.
所以当要干活的时候或者要这个叫打仗的时候就要把这个下摆要掖到这个腰带里面。
So that when they're fighting or working, they gird up the bottom, whatever is under their belt, into the belt.
我想我们在电视里面常常看，当两个人要比武啊，要这个打架之前，先把浑身弄得很利落，对不对
？We also remember that in fight scenes, people usually do the same thing. They prepare themselves and gird up their loins.
所以这里面讲说，束上你们心中的腰，其实用我们比较容易明白的话，就像说卷起这个衣袖或者脱去衣服，准备大干一场，就是这个意思。
Saying gird up your loins is kind for us. It's kind of like rolling up your sleeves and getting ready.
就表明我们的心思要常常在一种预备好了、预备好去打仗、预备好去工作的一个状态里面。
So that is to say, our minds should be always in an alert and ready state.
那我不知道大家有没有想过说，我们在每天的生活里面，我们的心思常常是一个什么样的光景
？So have you considered?What our minds are usually like in our days.
我们有没有曾经试图像圣经彼得这里所讲的，我们约束我们的心
？Have we tried before to gird up the loins of our heart?
还是我们任凭我们的心这个叫什么放纵呢
？Or do we just let it go and let it go everywhere?
让我们的心在随着地上很多发生的事情，这个上上下下起起伏伏
？We let it go every which way by the influence of the world.
我们有想过。有哪些事情是让我们的心常常远离神的救恩、远离神的盼望
？We thought about which things that happen in the world causes us to lose interest or stop caring about God's kingdom.
那有哪些事情能够让我们能够渴慕活在主的面前，就像我们刚刚所唱的那首诗歌一样。
Contrasted with what things that would cause us to desire to be with the Lord.
我们有没有在神面前有意识的把那些拦阻我们来亲近主的那些东西能够除去？
Is there an effort to block those things that helps makes us lose our focus?
那保罗在这个以弗所书里面其实用了一个相似的例子。
Paul in Ephesians used a similar example.
那在腓立比书的第六章十四节。
In Ephesians 6, verse 14.
那保罗那里讲说，所以要站稳了，用真理当作带子束腰，用公义当作护心镜遮胸。
Stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist and the breastplate of righteousness in place.
那保罗在这里也提到束腰这件事情。
Paul reminds his readers of the same thing, the belt of truth.
那他不仅提到束腰，而且他告诉我们要用什么来束腰。
Oh, he not only talks about the belt, but he also says what kind of belt and how and what it is.
这里面特别讲到说用真理当作带子来束腰。
The answer is belt of truth.
换句话说，就是用神的话或者用圣经来约束我们的心思。
Using truth, using God's word, using the Bible to inform our heart.
我想这是我们心思能够在神的面前讨神喜悦最正确的办法。
I think this is the most correct and most accurate way to adjust our heart in front of God.
所以我们可以想一想，我们的时间有多少是用在神的话上面。
So we can think to ourselves how much time is really devoted to God's word.
我们的心有多少的时间是被手机、被网络消耗掉
？And how much time is taken up by cell phones and internet?
那有一位曾经在我们当中一位年轻的弟兄曾经说过一句很有智慧的话。
A young brother once in our church said something very wise.
他说时间非常有限。
The time is very short, limited.
你不是用来查经聚会，就是用来用在游戏或者追剧的上面。
If I'm not using it to gather and read the Bible, then it's going to be spent on gaming.
关键是我们要做一个什么样的抉择。
The important thing is what role are we going to assume?
我们认为哪件事情更有意义，更有价值。
Which of these two things are more worthwhile and have a eternal benefit?
那后面也讲到谨慎自守。
Peter moves on to say, be sober.
那谨慎自守其实就心思里面常常保持清醒的状态。
And that is to just have a clear mind, a pure mind.
不要像喝醉了的人一样。
Unlike somebody who's drunk.
那我想喝醉的人大概都有一些很普遍的反应。
I think there are some very typical responses and characteristics of drunk people.
一个就是对外面的刺激很麻木。
One very insulated from outside stimulus.
另外一个反应非常迟缓，和清醒的时候是完全不一样的。
And also their response time is significantly delayed compared to those that are sober.
那同样，当我们的心思处于这个叫喝醉的状态的时候，我们也会对很多从世界来的试探呢，我们会很麻木。
In the same way, if our mind is not sober, not pure, not clear, we would be susceptible to the influence of the world more.
那同样对很多的事情的价值啊认知就不像这个清醒的时候那么明白。
And assessing the importance and the value of things become very blurry.
所以这里提醒我们，心思里面要常常保持清醒。
Here, Peter reminds us, be sober in your mind.
那曾经有一位传道人哈，他从小是在基督徒的家庭里面长大。
There was a preacher. He grew up in a Christian home since he was small.
那他家里面有六个孩子，他是这六个孩子当中的老幺。
There were six children in the family. He was the youngest one.
那他在他的信息里面曾经讲过这样一段他的经历哈。
He spoke of a personal testimony in one of the sermons.
他说，当他还是在 teenager 年轻人的时候，他那时候在台湾，他大哥结婚。
He was in Taiwan when he was a teenager. His oldest brother or one of the older brothers was getting married.
那按照我们中国人的习惯，结婚会有这个婚宴。
So according to our traditions, Chinese people, we have a banquet.
那在这个宴席上，他就和他父亲的一个同事同坐在一个桌子上。
In this dinner party, he sat on the same table with one of his dad's co-workers.
那这个同事对这个传道人其实不是很了解。
The co-worker have barely met or know this youngest brother.
但是很稀奇的一件事情，就是在酒桌上的时候，这个父亲的同事跟这个年轻人讲说，你以后一定是一个爱喝酒的人。
The surprising thing is the co-worker said to this preacher who was telling the story, you know, you look like someone who's going to be a alcoholic.
说因为我看见你的这个样子就是爱喝酒的人的样子。
You look like someone who would become an alcoholic.
那这个年轻人其实长在这个基督徒的家庭里面，家教是非常严的。
But this teenager, this preacher, he grew up in Christian family.
那在说话的这个时候，他从来没有喝过酒。
Up to that point, he has never drank before.
所以当然他也不认同说父亲同事所说的这句话。
So of course he did not accept or agree with what the coworker said.
所以他就极力的否认，然后事情就这么过去。
So he denied it, and that was that.
那后来这个传道人来到美国哈。
And then this fellow came to the U.S.
那到一个非常偏僻的地方来读书留学读书。
Went to a very rural place to do his studies.For college.
那个地方其实就是一个大学城，除了这个大学以外，没有什么其他的这个其他的人在那里居住。
That entire town was like a college town. Other than for the purpose of being in college, nobody else really went there for any reason.
那唯一比较这个娱乐的事情就是这个大学的橄榄球比赛。
One big event in that small town was the football competitions for that college.
那每当有这个大学橄榄球比赛的时候，整个这个大学城都会非常的兴奋，非常的投入。
Each time there's a game, the entire town becomes very, very excited and involved.
那我想我们当中在美国这个大学念书的，大概都可以体会到，很多人买很多吃的，当然也会买酒，然后一起坐在一起来观赏比赛。
Some of you can relate. You would all gather together, buy food, drink wine, gather together.
那我们弟兄就是在当中的一个。
So this preacher was one of them.
那他就买了啤酒和周围的人一起来观看比赛。
So he ordered some.Drinks and sat with his friends to watch the game.
那他就描述说他第一次喝啤酒的感觉。
And he described his first reaction to taking a drink.
他说很多人喝啤酒感觉特别难喝，像马尿一样。
He said many people really don't like it. It's like horse pee.
但是他说他第一次喝啤酒的时候，感觉这啤酒真好喝。
He said the first time he took a sip, he said it's so good.
说这个口感呢，喝完以后这个晕晕的感觉都让他非常非常的享受。
The texture of it, the slight wooziness he got from it.
那这个时候他就想起说他大哥结婚的时候在婚宴上他父亲同事向他所说的那句话。
It was right then and there that he remembered the words of that coworker at the wedding.
他真的从里面发现说他很喜欢喝酒，而且很喜欢这个感觉。
He realized that he is very capable of being very addicted to wine and liking it a lot.
那他也意识到说，如果他任凭自己这样下去的话，有可能酒真的会成为他生命当中的一个捆绑。
He also thought and realized that if he continued down that path of enjoyment, he will become an alcoholic.
所以他就在神面前认真祷告，然后把他没有喝完的啤酒都扔到垃圾箱里面。
So he prayed to God right then and there to help him escape that.
他说他从那以后再没有喝过酒。
And he.Poured out the rest of that drink, and he has never touched it again.
这是在神面前一个谨慎自守的人。
This is someone who is very sober and alert before God.
那提摩太后书里面讲说，在大户人家有金器、银器、有木器、瓦器。
Second Timothy speaks about useful vessels and less useful vessels in the master's house.
那有作为贵重的，有作为卑贱的。
Some are more important, some are lesser.
那人若自洁，脱离卑贱的事，就必做贵重的器。
They said those that escape from the latter will be more useful.
那这位弟兄因着他在神面前有这样的心智，他在神家中就成为贵重的器皿。
That preacher who threw away the wine, because he had that soberness, he became a useful vessel in God.
我想我们当中弟兄姊妹肯定很多人知道说我说的这位传道人是谁。
Some of you might already know who I'm talking about.
那他真的后来蒙召成为传道人，他的话真被神大大的使用，成为很多弟兄姊妹的供应。
Truly, because of God's provisioning and his understanding of God's word. He really provided for many people.
我们在神面前有没有这样的心智，要谨慎自守，约束我们的心？
Do you and I have such a heart to be sober-minded like this?
那求神来帮助我们。
May God help us.
我们先来看第二件事情。
Let's look at the second thing.
从十四节开始说，你们既做顺命的儿女，就不要效法从前蒙昧无知的时候那放纵私欲的样子。
As obedient children, not conforming yourselves to the former lusts as in your ignorance.
那招你们的既是圣洁，你们在一切所行的事上也要圣洁。
But as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct.
因为经上记着说，你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁。
Because it's written, be holy for I am holy.
这第二件事情就是说到说，要在一切所行的事上圣洁。
Item 2 of 4 is be holy.Be holy like God.
那彼得在这里劝勉弟兄姊妹说，我们要过一个圣洁的生活。
Peter encourages the saints to live a holy life.
那这里所强调的就不再是我们心思意念里面的事情。
So now what he's focusing on is no longer inside in the mind.
这里面所强调的是我们外在的生活，我们外在行为上。
But this is external life and a visible life.
那我们先来看第一点，说讲到说圣洁的生活，其实先首先要从我们对自己的认识开始。
Let me just say that to live a holy life, we must start with knowing ourselves.
我们刚刚那个过去这个青少年的特会讲员也讲到说，我们要 identify ourselves.
Brother has shared in the youth winter conference a few weeks ago that we ought to identify ourselves.
只有这个样子，我们才能够不在这个世界当中迷失。
Only then can we not get lost in this world.
同样，我们也要认识自己，才能够有一个圣洁的生活。
Not only do we need to identify ourselves, we must also know ourselves in order to have a holy life.
所以这里面首先讲到的说，我们每个人都是顺命的儿女。
It says here we are all children of life.
这是我们在神面前对我们的第一个认知，第一个认识。
That's the first thing we ought to realize in front of God.
我们不再是以前的那个悖逆之子，我们今天是在神的家中，是神的儿女，是顺命的儿女。
We are not rebellious children anymore. We are the very sons and daughters of a holy God.
我们里面都有从神那里来的生命。
We all have the life of God.
我们都同有一位天父。
We all have the same Father, Heavenly Father.
那我再给大家讲一个故事，不是故事，是历史事实，应该是。但我没有具体考证过。
Let me tell you a true story.
那就说法国大革命之后。
A true story that may be rumors, but nevertheless, in the French Revolution.
说当时那个法国的国王路易十六被赶下台，被关到监狱里面。
When King Louis XVI was arrested and put into prison, thrown into prison.
那当时的那些革命者，就是把这个路易十六的一个儿子一个王子就是抓起来。
At that time, during those the people who were stirring up the revolution, threw him and took his one of his sons, one of the prince.
他们想到说这个王子是王位的继承人。
Now they thought themselves, okay, this is the heir of that king.
如果能够把这个王子就是在道德上在各个方面让他败坏下去的话，这个王位或者是王权就彻底垮台。
They thought that if they could corrupt his morality, his ethics, and his all that stuff, then he won't have the image of a king.
所以他们就把这个王子带到一个很落后偏远的地方。
So they took this prince to a very desolate and very an area that's very behind the times.
那这个王子每天所能接触到的都是这个非常粗俗的言语啊，周围的人都是这些强盗啊，或者是妓女之类。
So day after day, this prince, they put him among all these people who speak a lot of rough words, criminals and even prostitutes.
可以这么讲说，在他生活里面，在他眼睛所能看见的地方，都是这些污秽啊，这些肮脏的事情。
Let's just say this way: no matter where he looked and who he came into contact with, it was always those people.
那这些人的目的其实只有一个，就是为了毁掉这个王子。
So the only purpose that these people had, these revolutionary had, their purpose was to defile him.
让这个王子在这样的环境当中能够慢慢堕落下去。
To let him get used to that condition, to that kind of social attitude.
但很稀奇，一段时间过去以后，王子还像原来一样。
Surprising, a long time passed by, and the prince was still just like he was before.
这个王子还像以前一样，这个就是有良好教养之后的这个彬彬有礼啊，然后品行端正。
He was still kind, educated, polite, and very well-mannered.
那这些人就忍不住的来问这个王子说：“你为什么对这些周围的事情不感兴趣呢？”
So they asked him, "Why don't you have any interest in all these things you've been seeing?"
你知道说周围这些事情可以满足你的欲望啊，也可以就是都是非常容易就能做得到的事情。
Don't you know all these things that you're exposed to? It's so easy to get involved. It will fulfill all your emptiness.
那这个王子就讲说，我没有办法那么做。
So the prince said, "I cannot do those things."
因为我生来就是一个王子。
Because I was born a prince.
我想我们提醒弟兄姊妹说，我们每个人都是有王子身份的人。
This is a reminder to us, we all are princes.
而且他的父王路易十六远远没有办法和我们所信的主与我们所信的神相比。
And not only that, his prince, his king Louis XVI has nothing compared to what our God is.
那今天我们在这个邪恶悖逆的世界里面，我们可不可以也像这个王子一样
？So today in this wicked and filthy world, can we be the same way as this prince?
当我们面对世界各样的试探和诱惑的时候，我们可以说我没有办法这么做。
When we come face to face with all the temptations of the world, can we just say, "I can't do that"?
因为我是神赐命的儿女。
Because I'm a son of God, I'm a daughter of God.
当我们有这样生活的态度，有这样的心智的时候
，When we have this attitude, when we have this resolution,
我们就不再像以前那样蒙昧无知。
We won't be as we were before, ignorant.
那我们因为我们里面的心眼已经被神打开。
Because our hearts have been opened by God already.
我们也不会像以前那样放纵私欲。
We also won't be conforming ourselves to former lusts.
因为我们现在是伏在神的手下，伏在圣灵的引导之下。
Because we are under God's hand, we're under the leading of Holy Spirit.
这是讲到说对我们认识的一部分。
So that's talking about knowing ourselves.
那另外一部分就讲到说如何认识我们的神。
Other than knowing ourselves, the other part is how to know our God.
这里面告诉我们说我们圣洁生活另外的一个原因是因为我们的神是圣洁。
It gives us another reason for living holy life, and that's because God is holy.
圣洁是神的本性啊。
Holiness is God's attribute.
那曾经讲说圣洁也好，荣耀也好，都是神的本性。
We can say whether it's holiness or glory, it's all God.
你会发现说这些神的本性与我们这些生在罪中的人一点都扯不上关系。
All of God's attributes, when we think about it, they really don't have anything to do with us.
我们很少有人敢说自己是圣洁的人，是蛮有荣耀的人，对不对？
We can't relate, right? We can't say we are righteous or holy.
我们可能说这个人有荣誉感或者荣誉，但是从来没有人讲说他有荣耀。
We can say we are good, but we can't say we're holy.
OK, 我们可以说一个人品行端正，但是没有人讲说这个人是圣洁。
We can say we are right, but we can't say we are righteous.
因为圣经里面特别讲说，神若纠察我们的罪孽，我们谁能站立得住
？Bible specifically tells us if God looked came after us and our sin, who can escape him?
既然人没有办法达到神圣洁的要求，那这里面讲说，你们所行的事情都要也要圣洁，到底是什么意思
？Since we can never achieve that level of holiness, so what is this talking about then?
那圣洁其实在圣经里面有两个不同的意思哈。
So the holiness in the Bible has a twofold interpretation.
那第一个就是我刚刚讲的说神的属性。
One is God's holiness.
特别强调说神的无罪啊，神的完全呐、啊，无瑕无疵。
Emphasizing his sinless nature, his perfection.
那另一个方面讲到圣洁是讲到是分别为圣。
The other kind of holy in the Bible is to be separate.
就讲的说。把一切属神的都归给神，称为圣洁。
That is to say, all that is for God to set aside to be used for Him.
最明显的就是旧约里面会幕上那些东西都是分别为圣，归给神而成为圣洁。
These example, all the items in the temple are set aside for holy use for God.
其实这些分别出来的东西，是因为它分别归给神了，它才成为圣洁，与它本身是不是圣洁没有关系。
So these things are holy because they are set for God, not because they're holy of themselves.
所以如果从这两方面来理解圣洁的话，我们可以对在一切所行的事上也要圣洁有两个不同的解释。
So when we look at holy in these two ways of looking at it, we have two understandings of being holy as well.
第一个就是按着圣洁是神的属性来理解这句话。
First is to understand holiness as God's attribute of being holy.
就是我们所追求的这个圣洁的生活，就是按着神圣洁的标准来衡量。
And that is to say, what we pursue is the very holy life that God wants us to be.
虽然在我们人的观念里面，我们不可能达到神圣洁的这个标准。
In our minds, we could never achieve that level of holiness.
但这里的重点说，不是我们能不能够达到，而是我们愿不愿意以这样的目标作为我们生活的这个方向。
It's not.So not so important is hitting that mark, but also, but rather the attitude of our life.
所以这里面讲说，神既是招我们的神，当然以神的圣洁作为我们追求的目标是理所当然的。
So of course, since God called us, we wanting to conform to God's holiness is something that we would, of course, do.
那如果以分别为圣来理解圣洁的话，这句话就讲到说，我们在地上要过一个以神为中心、分别为圣、归给他的生活。
To understand it the second way, that is to be separate, is to just live a Christ-centered or God-centered life.
其实你细想，两种解释都有道理，都说得通。
Both ways of interpretation make sense.
那无论哪一种解释，都让我们很清楚地看见，说在圣经里面要求我们要过一个圣洁的生活。
Either way, we can see that in the Bible.God tells us to live a holy life.
那神不仅赐给我们很多权利，当然我们也有义务，就是我们在地上过一个圣洁的生活。
God of course gave us some authority, but also tasks to do in this world for being holy.
这是讲到说我们要在地上要在一切所行的事情都要像我们的神一样圣洁。
So all things we perform and do physically and in this world.Should be with according to God's commands.
好，我们现在来看第三件事啊。
Let's look at the third thing.
记载在十七节到二十一节。
Starting at verse 17, going to 21.
说你们既称那不偏待人、按个人行为审判人的主为父，就当存敬畏的心度你们在世寄居的日子。
And if you call on the Father who without partiality judges according to each one's work, conduct yourselves.Throughout the time of your stay here in fear.
知道你们得赎，脱去你们祖宗所存留虚妄的行为，不是凭着能坏的金银等物。
Knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver and gold.
乃是凭着基督的宝血，如同无瑕疵、无玷污的羔羊之血。
From your aimless conduct received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as a lamb without blemish and without spot.
基督在创世以前是预先被神知道的，却在这末世才为你们显现。
Indeed, was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you.
你们也因着他信那叫他从死里复活又给他荣耀的神，叫你们的信心和盼望都在于神。
Who through him believe in God who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope are in God.
所以这第三件事情就是讲说，当存敬畏的心度你们在世寄居的日子。
So the third item here is to conduct ourselves throughout the time of our stay here in fear.
这是我今天要讲的题目。
That happens to be the topic of today.
那中文的翻译是讲到说是存敬畏的心，其实是比较婉转。
The Chinese way of saying this is to have reverence, but it's a little diluted way of saying it.
那英文其实非常直接，无论是 Darby 还是 King James 讲的都是 in fear, 就是在惧怕当中。
And by contrast, the English translation is more direct, just saying fear.
就是 pass your time of sojourn in fear.
Passing your time as foreigners or sojourners in fear.
没有这个 reverent fear， 就是这个敬畏这个词在里面。
It's not a reverent fear, it's just fear.
那与前面的两个命令相比，说要活在盼望里面，要活在圣洁当中，这里面讲到说活在惧怕的里面，其实让我们很难接受或者是很难理解的一件事情。
A little hard to accept compared to the first two commands is to be sober, to be holy.
我们总感觉这与我们所得到的教导是相互矛盾的。
It almost seems as if the teaching here is a little contradictory.
我们常常不说信主以后会有喜乐，会有平安吗？
Don't we always say we should have joy and peace as believers?
为什么还要活在惧怕里呢？
Why also fear?
不讲说爱里没有惧怕吗？神是爱吗？
Doesn't the Bible say there is no fear in love?
那在约翰一书的四章十八节里面，确实是讲到说爱里没有惧怕。
In 1 John 4:18, it does say there is some fear in love. Oh, sorry, one second.
这是我们常常讲的一句话，我们讲说爱里没有惧怕，但是这一句话其实是有条件的。
We say this ourselves. There is some fear in love, but there is no fear in love, but there is a prerequisite.
条件就是这个爱要是一个完全的爱。
The requirement is that the love must be a perfect love.
那后面讲说爱既完全，就把惧怕除去，因为惧怕里含着刑罚，惧怕的人在爱里未得完全。
First John 4:18. So as it says in 1 John 4:18, there is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love.
我们谁敢说自己的爱是完全的爱呢？
Which of us can say our love is perfect love?
如果我们不敢说自己的爱是完全的爱，我们活的时候，我们就不敢讲说我们不应该活在惧怕的里面。
If we can't say that our love is perfect, then we can't say we can live without fear.
换句话说，我们就应该有一个敬畏的心。
In other words, we should have a fearful heart.
那这里面讲到说，我们应当惧怕的第一个原因，讲到说幕后要有一个审判的主。
The first reason for this fear, is that there is a God who judges in the last day.
那这个审判的主要审判我们每一个人。
That is a judgment of every individual.
而且他审判我们每个人的标准都是一样的。
And the basis of judgment is the same for everybody.
因为他是不偏待人的那位主。
Because God is not a respecter of person. He doesn't show partiality.
那我们当我们人当法官的时候，人可能有自己的偏好，有自己的成见，但是神不会。
So when people become judges or make a judgment call, they have a prejudice and partiality.
对神来讲，神永远是公平，是公义的。
But for God, He is forever, just.
那我在特别是在启示录十六章里面，我快快的讲，你不用那个，在启示录十六章里面，当讲到说神末后的审判，神的刑罚临到地上的时候，特别讲到是说，在第五节十六章第五节讲说，我听见掌管众水的天使说，昔在今在的圣者，你这样的判断是公义的。第七节里面又讲到说，我又听见祭坛中有声音说，是的，主神全能者，你的判断是义哉诚哉。
Let me quickly go over Revelation 16:5-7. 5 says, Then I heard the angel in charge of the water say, You are just in these judgments, O Holy One, you who are and who were. And then down in 7 it says, Yes, Lord God Almighty, true and just are your judgments.
所以在神的审判面前，不仅是天使，不仅是圣徒，甚至是仇敌都会哑口无言。
So it's unmistakable in front of God's judgment, whether you're a man or an angel or even a demon, everyone admits.
那这里面讲到审判的标准是什么呢？
Everyone admits that God is just in His judgment. So what's the basis of judgment?
这里面讲到是按个人的行为来审判。
According to everyone's works, deeds.
我再强调，再重复一遍哈，神审判的标准是根据我们个人的生活，我们个人的行为。
Let me emphasize this again in 17. He judges according to each one's work.
神从来没有说要按照我们的信心来审判我们。
He doesn't say he'll judge us according to our faith.
那信心是我们得救的标准。
Our faith is the result of the goal of our.
那行为这里是我们审判的标准。
Faith is the goal of our salvation, and judgment, the work is, the judgment is based on everyone's work.
所以这里面讲说，其实这里面所讲的事情与因信称义不矛盾。
So, please understand that what is said here does not contradict justification by faith.
正是因着我们里面的信心所发表出来外面的行为，才能够证明我们的信心是真正的信心。
It is the fruit of the each person's work that reveals the faith that they have.
我们怎么能够知道自己是因信称义的人？怎么能够知道说我们是披戴耶稣基督义袍的人
？How do you know we are? How do you know that you are justified by faith? How do we know that we are clothed in Christ's robe of righteousness?
除非是在我们的生活里面，在我们的行为里面，我们把这样的信心见证出来。
Only by our external works to show that to reveal our inner faith.
那不仅是在彼得前书这里面，其实圣经很多很多的地方都讲到说，神要按照我们的行为来审判我们。
It's not only First Peter that says this. Many places in the Bible says our works determine all these things.
在马太福音里面，在哥林多后书，在启示录都讲到说，要末后的时候要按照个人的行为来报应个人。
In Mark, in 2 Corinthians, and Revelations, it all speaks about God will judge according to each one's work in the last day.
我想这是对我们每个人一个很大很大的提醒。
I think this is a great and great reminder for all of us.
这里面并不是说我们的行为有什么样的功劳有多重要。
It's not saying that our works are great and can hold any merit for anything.
而是说我们的行为能否把我们里面真实的信心能够见证能够发表出来。
But whether or not our work can prove the genuineness of our faith.
当我们有这样的行为出来的时候，我们从里面就知道说，确信我们是属神的儿女。
When we have this external work to prove our inner faith, then we can have assurance.
那个纯敬畏的心度在世的日子里面的第二个原因是讲到说，我们救赎的代价是在18节到21节里面所讲。
So to stay here to live as foreigners in fear, the next reason for it is what is written in
verse 20.
Let me summarize it this way, that we're going to stay here in fear because we're redeemed with not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold, but by incorruptible things, but by lamb without blemish and spot.
这里面特别讲到说，我们之所以能够，我们之所以能够存敬畏的心过在寄居的日子，因为耶稣基督为我们付了极重无比的代价。
It says here, we can stay here, we live in reverent fear because of the price.
这里面彼得用的词是得赎，不是得救。
This emphasizes redemption, not salvation.
如果讲到得救的话，是讲到说我们的经历，我们的结局。
If this is talking about being saved, then it would be our experience and our conclusion.
那讲到得赎的时候，其实它重点是在这个赎价的这个赎价的程度或者这个代价的。
When talking about redemption, it's talking about the value and price of the redemption.
所以彼得这里的意思是讲说，因着救赎我们的代价是无价的，是羔羊的宝血，所以我们应该在地上过一个敬畏寄居的日子。
So Peter is saying that because we were redeemed with precious blood of Christ, then we can live a holy and reverent life in this world.
而且除了耶稣基督的宝血。任何其他的事情，包括我们所看重的金银等物，都没有办法救我们。
And that apart from the precious blood of Christ, no matter gold or silver or anything else, none of it can save us.
因为这些金银等物不能会朽坏，不能长存。
Because all those things will rot.
就耶稣基督的宝血永远有功效。
Only Christ's blood will not be corruptible.
那同时，这里面彼得也告诉我们说，之所以神付了这么大的代价救赎我们，有一个目的。
So Peter says here that there is a purpose for saving us with such precious blood.
就是脱去你们祖宗所传流虚妄的行为。
And that is, to not have aimless conduct by the tradition of our fathers.
这才是我们得救赎的一个目的。
That is the goal of our redemption.
耶稣基督为我们流血舍命，不仅仅是为了洗净我们的罪，不仅仅是要赦免我们。
God saved us not to just save us to wash away our sins.
而是要来改变我们。
But to change us.
不仅要在里面的生命来改变我们，更是要在我们外面的行为来改变我们。
To change us within and also change us without.
那我们之前的行为可能就是这里面所说的虚妄的行为，或者是虚空没有意义的行为。
So this thing is talking about those actions and deeds that were total vanity.
那今天神是盼望因着他所付的代价，因着我们蒙恩得救的缘故，我们可以脱离以前的行为。
So God hopes for, because of the price he has paid, we can escape from that aimless conduct.
如果我们只满足我们自己的罪得赦免，我们自己这个得救，其实我们没有满足神的需要。
If we are only content with being saved and having our sins forgiven, we have not fulfilled God's desire.
也可以说是神救赎的目的根本就没有达成。
His goal of redemption is not complete.
所以下面我看看我们当如何以这样的心态来过我们在世的日子。
Let's talk about how to live with this kind of attitude.
我想我们当然知道说我们不是每天都活在这个战惊恐惧的里面。
We of course we know that we can't live in fear all the time.
那我只是有几点，我想我们大家一起在主面前思想说，我们当如何来过这样一个存敬畏的心来过这样的日子。
There's a few pointers I have listed for helping us to understand how to live in reverent fear.
如果我们想说，如果我们的生活让我们救赎我们的宝血不再宝贵，我想就是应该我们惧怕的时候。
If our life causes us to not see the salvation and precious blood as a bloodshed for us as precious, then we
我不知道大家有没有听懂我这句话哈？如果我们的生活行为没有办法见证我们是蒙了这么大的代价，蒙了宝血是买赎回来的人所当有的行为，这个时候我们应该惧怕。
If our life and deeds do not reflect how we see Jesus' blood as precious, then we have lost it.
或者是讲说，如果我们的生活，或者说我们外在的行为，还和以前虚妄的行为一样，这个时候我们就应该惧怕。
Or if our conduct, our life is still the exact same way as before we were supposedly saved, that is cause for fear.
如果我再往前推一点，如果我们的生活没有在圣洁的里面，我们常常还是随着世界的风俗喜好来做事情的话，这个时候我们就应该。
Taking it one step further, if our life is still influenced and easily corrected by the world's impact, then we should have fear.
那如果我们的生活没有专心盼望，而是被地上很多的金钱呐、名誉啊、地位所吸引的话，这个时候我们就需要在主面前惧怕。
If we are not alert and sober-minded, and we are tempted by the values of the world, fame, fortune, and all that stuff, we should have a fearful heart.
如果我们仔细想的话，其实我们这样的例子可以很多很多，可以一直列下去。
We can probably think of many, many of these kind of things.
求神能够圣灵常常来光照我们，在我们的生活和在我们的行为里面。
May the Holy Spirit often remind us of these things to correct us.
我想这里面特别讲的是说，我们在神面前有一个敬畏，有个警醒的心，而不是活在战惊恐惧的里面。
The emphasis here is to have a reverent fear of living before God, not to be in darkness and actual fear.
我想时间的关系，我没有时间再分享第四件事情哈。
I think due to time, I don't have time to share the fourth thing.
那我快快的把这段经文念一下，给大家一个印象。希望我们如果以后有时间再继续分享。
Let me read this to everyone anyway, so that people can have it in their minds.
那第四件事情是从22节一直到25节。
The fourth thing is verse 22 to 25.
说你们既因顺从真理，洁净了自己的心，以致爱弟兄没有虚假。就当从心里彼此切实相爱。
Since you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit and sincere love of the brethren, love one another fervently with a pure heart.
你们蒙了重生，不是由于能坏的种子，乃是由于不能坏的种子，是借着神活泼长存的道。
Having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible, through the word of God which lives and abides forever.
因为凡有血气的尽都如草，他们的美容都像草上的花，草披枯干，花必凋谢。
Because all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man is the flower of the grass. The grass withers, and its flower falls away.
唯有主的道是永存的。
But the word of the Lord endures forever.
所以这第四件事情就是讲说从心里彼此切实相爱。
The fourth reason is to have sincere love from our hearts.
我想这是我们非常熟悉的这个圣经上的教导。I
think this is a very clear and familiar teaching from the Spirit.
我今天没有时间跟大家来分享这一段。Unfortunately,
I don't have time to go over this today.
但我相信，怎么说，这圣经里面很多的地方都反复的教导我们，我们要彼此相爱。I
believe that the Bible teaches this sincere love in many places.
那彼得在这里面的重点是讲说，如果我们没有重生的话，我们根本活不出彼此相爱。Peter's
point here is that if we have not been regenerated, reborn, we cannot love with a fervent heart.
如果没有神的道、神的话在我们心里面，我们的愿望是能够相爱，但是我们所达到的结果常常是彼此伤害。Without
the Lord's love and words in us, what we attempt will often end up hurting one another.
那第二点是讲的说，即使我们重生了，如果我们没有顺从真理，没有洁净了自己的心，我们还是做不到彼此相爱。Second
point is, even if we have been born again, if we do not abide by the word of God, we will still hurt each other.
所以可见，其实彼此相爱是我们生命长进的一个标志，也是一个结果。We
realize that being able to love each other with a pure heart, sincerely, is an indicator of our maturity.
如果我们仅仅是重生了，我们没有前面所讲的洁净了自己的心，顺从真理，我们可能彼此相爱离我们其实还是很遥远。If
we have not, if we do not follow the Lord's word and love each other with a pure heart, then.
所以
for the last part.
如果我们没有 洁净，用神的话来洁净我们自己的心，顺从真理，我们还是做不到彼此相爱。If
we do not, if we have not cleansed our heart with God's word, we still can't achieve, being able to sincerely love each other.
那短短的这个十几节经文告诉我们四个命令或者是四个要求。So
in short, these four admonitions, four reminders, four things from Peter.
那对我们来讲，其实说起来很简单，但是我相信做起来真的是很难。
Very easy to say, but very difficult to do, I think.
但是感谢神，神今天还给我们时间，给我们机会。But
thank God for giving us time and opportunity.
在这几件事情上，如果我们在神面前省察我们做的不好，求神来帮助我们。Let
us examine our hearts. If we're not doing these things well, let Him help us.
以至于我们在这个新的一年里面，在这个混乱的世代里面，我们能够有长进，能够知道当如何行。
That in this year, with the crooked generation, we can have an attitude that accepts correction.
好，我们有点祷告。Let's
pray.
主耶稣啊，我们实在要来感谢你。Lord
Jesus, really must thank you.
主啊，因为你用你自己死而复活来重生了我们。That
you have regenerated us again.
主啊，让我们有活泼的盼望，也要求我们在地上有一个美好的见证。
Giving us a living hope and also encouraging us to have a good testimony.
主啊，我们实在承认，在很多的事情上，在我们的生活，在我们的行为上，我们都亏缺了你的荣耀。We
concede with many things in our hearts and many deeds of our life, we have fallen very short.
主啊，当这些话说在我们面前的时候，我们要承认主，我们的光景远远不够。When
these words are spoken to us, understanding we must admit that our life is not reflective of that.
求你来帮助我们，来改变我们。May
you help us and change us.
我们靠着自己，我们实在是做不了什么。By
ourselves, we really can't accomplish anything.
主啊，但是我们知道，当我们靠着加给我们力量的，我们就凡事都能做。But
by your strength and power, we can do anything.
求你在我们每一个蒙恩得救的儿女当中，你圣灵亲自来教导、来扶持我。
May your Holy Spirit sustain all of that are yours.
赐我们能力，让我们能够愿意羡慕活在你的面前。
Empower us to wish and hope to live in your presence.
以至于我们可以在这个世代成为你自己的见证。
To the point where we can be your testimony in this generation.
我们感谢你，祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.